Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Thursday in the third week of Lent, March 28th, 2019. And our text is Mark 10, verses 13 to 31. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Mark 10, verses 13 to 31. We see the example of a child with Jesus again that teaches us that we are to depend on Jesus for everything in both body and soul. This teaching is amplified today in the account of the rich young ruler. The young man knew the law and believed that he had lived a righteous life. However, Jesus then tells him to give it all up and follow him. This was too much for the young man because he had a lot of stuff. We have a lot of stuff. Yes, it may not be material things like money, property, houses, and cars. However, we have a lot of stuff in this life that makes us happy. We have our health, our friends, our family, our TV shows, our Facebook account, our job, our reputation, our dance moves, and everything in between. We have a lot of stuff that makes it hard to live a righteous life according to the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Like the rich young man, we have an impossible time giving things up. However, that is what the baptismal life is. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we are crucified daily in order that when we die, we take only our body and faith with us. We brought nothing into this world, and we will take nothing with us when we die. In death, we rely fully on Jesus' mercy to save us, and he does. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us anew this day, that we may see that Jesus does forgive us when we cling to our self-made idols, and he also restores us again to a right relationship with his Father, in which we are not judged by our unfaithfulness, but rather by the faithfulness of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.